Chapter 18. In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites was looking for an inheritance for itself to dwell there, because up to that day an inheritance had not fallen to them in the midst of the tribes of Israel. Eventually the sons of Dan sent 5 men of their family, men from among them, men who were valiant fellows, out from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to explore it. So they said to them, "Go, explore the land." In time, they came into the mountainous region of Ephraim as far as the house of Micah, and got to spend the night there. While they were close by the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young man, the Levite, so that they turned aside there. And they proceeded to say to him, "Who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? And what interest do you have here?" In turn he said to them, "Thus and so Micah did for me that he might hire me, and that I might serve as priest for him." Then they said to him, "Inquire, please, of God, that we may know whether our way on which we are going will be successful." So the priest said to them, "Go in peace. It is before Jehovah that your way is in which you go." Accordingly the 5 men went on and came to Laish, and saw how the people that were within it were dwelling in self-reliance, according to the custom of the Sidonians, quiet and unsuspecting, and there was no oppressive conqueror that was molesting a thing in the land, while they were far off from the Sidonians, and they had nothing to do with mankind. At length they came to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brothers began to say to them, "How was it with you?" At this they said, "Do get up, and let us go up against them. For we have seen the land, and look, it is very good. And you are hesitant. Do not be sluggish about walking to come in to take possession of the land. When you come in, you will come to an unsuspecting people, and the land is quite wide. For God has given it into your hand, a place where there is no lack of any sort of thing that is in the earth." Then 600 men girded with weapons of war, out of the family of the Danites, departed from there, that is, from Zorah and Eshtaol. And they got on their way up and went camping at Kiriath Jearim in Judah. That is why they have called that place Mahanadan down to this day. Look, it is west of Kiriath Jearim. After that they passed along from there to the mountainous region of Ephraim, and came as far as the house of Micah. Then the 5 men that had gone to spy out the land of Laish answered and said to their brothers, "Did you know that there are in these houses an ephod and teraphim, and a carved image and a molten statue? And now have in mind what you ought to do." So they turned aside there, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, at the house of Micah, and began to ask how he was getting along. All the while the 600 men, girded with their weapons of war, who were of the sons of Dan, were standing at the entrance of the gate. The 5 men that had gone to spy out the land now went on up, that they might enter in there to take the carved image and the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. And the priest was standing at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men girded with weapons of war. And these went into the house of Micah and proceeded to take the carved image, the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. At that the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" But they said to him, "Be quiet. Put your hand over your mouth, and go with us, and become a father and a priest for us. Which is better, for you to continue a priest to the house of one man, or for you to become a priest to a tribe and family in Israel?" At this, the heart of the priest was pleased, and he now took the ephod and the teraphim and the carved image, and came into the midst of the people. Then they turned and went their way, and put the little ones and the livestock and the valuable things ahead of them. They themselves had got a distance away from the house of Micah, when the men who were in the houses that were close by the house of Micah were called together, and tried to catch up with the sons of Dan. When they kept crying out to the sons of Dan, then they turned their faces and said to Micah, "What is the matter with you that you have been called together?" So he said, "My gods that I made you have taken, the priest too, and you go your way. And what do I have any more? How then is it that you can say to me, 'What is the matter with you?'" At this the sons of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard close to us, for fear that men bitter of soul may assault you people, and you have to forfeit your own soul and the soul of your household." And the sons of Dan kept going on their way. And Micah got to see that they were stronger than he was, and so he turned and went back to his house. As for them, they took what Micah had made, and the priest that had become his, and they kept going toward Laish against a people quiet and unsuspecting. And they proceeded to strike them with the edge of the sword, and the city they burned with fire. And there was no deliverer, for it was far away from Sidon, and they had nothing at all to do with mankind. And it was in the low plain that belonged to Beth-Rehob. Then they built the city and took up dwelling in it. Furthermore, they called the name of the city Dan, by the name of their father Dan, who had been born to Israel. Nevertheless, Laish was the city's name at first. After that, the sons of Dan stood up the carved image for themselves, and Jonathan the son of Gershom, Moses' son, he and his sons, became priests to the tribe of the Danites until the day of the land's being taken into exile. And they kept the carved image of Micah, which he had made, set up for themselves all the days that the house of the true God continued in Shiloh.